Thanksgiving is the first step. What is the next thing? Praise. Praise is different from thanksgiving. In thanksgiving, I'm thinking of what God did for me. In praise, I'm thinking of who He is. Praise God for the fact that He's holy, that He's ruler of the heaven and earth, our Father who art in heaven. I praise Him for His love for me. I praise Him for the fact that He does everything for my good. I praise Him for that He runs the universe, that everything is under His control. I praise Him for how holy He is and how pure He is, and how He never does anything evil to us or to anyone else. How He is pure and loving, and how He wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I praise Him for all the attributes of His holiness and purity. I praise Jesus for who He is, for coming down to earth. I praise God for His love in sending His Son to die for a wretch like me. Praise, 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 praise. Different from thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is for things that happen in my life. And I thank Him for good things, bad things, but all for my good. I praise Him for who He is. And then, what's the third stage? Thanksgiving, praise, worship. Now what we hear, and what we had this morning, not really worship. I mean, individuals sitting here may have worshipped while this was going on. But it was praise and thanksgiving. Yeah, Lord, thank You for saving me. Maybe we sing songs like that. That's thanksgiving. Praising is for who He is, even if He did nothing. Lord, I praise You for who You are. Thanksgiving is for what He has done, or what He's going to do. Praise is for who He is, even if He did nothing. I praise Him for who He is. It's a higher level. My God, how wonderful Thou art. I'm not thanking Him for that or praising Him. How wonderful Thou art, Lord. I'm praising Him for who He is. Thy majesty, how bright. How beautiful Thy mercy seat. So, in depths of burning light, that's I'm praising Him. So, thanksgiving leads to praise for who He is. Many times you read in the scriptures about praising God for who He is. And then, the third stage is worship. And worship is very difficult, I would say, to do it publicly. Worship is something secret between you and God alone. Very, very few believers have ever learned what it is to worship. And that's why their service is also limited. But Jesus told the devil, "You shall worship, then you shall serve." So I found in my own life the importance of worship to be, this I told you, when you get up in the morning, it's a good thing to do, to not ask God for anything, to worship Him, to get alone, to recognize what is worship. It's not even praise. I'm not praising Him for years. I've gone beyond that. To bow down before Him and acknowledge Him as God Almighty, who has absolute right over your life. The first place where worship is mentioned in Scripture is very interesting to see. It's in Genesis in chapter 22. In Genesis 22 you read, God told Abraham, take your son. He said it very clearly. It's very interesting to see how God said it. Genesis 22 verse 2. Read the Scripture carefully. He could have said, take Isaac and sacrifice him. That would have been a message. But he doesn't say that. See what he says. Take your son, number one, your only son, two, number three, whom you love. See the emphasis there. Your son, remember, he's your only son, because Ishmael is gone. And remember, he's one you love so much. Take him and go and offer him as a sacrifice to me in the land of Moriah. The land of Moriah and the Mount Moriah was 3 days' journey away. Why did the Lord tell him to take him 3 days' journey away? He could have told him, go around the corner and sacrifice him. Because God does not make a person do things in a rush. Take 3 days to think about it. While you're walking to Moriah, think about it. Is it worth serving a God who's asking me to kill my son, whom I love so much, my only son, my other son is gone. Is it worth living for a God and serving a God who asked me to sacrifice my only son? Think about it, think about it, think about it for 3 days. Abraham, you know, when you read scripture, meditate on it. Abraham thinking, walking down, and what is his mind on? If you were asked to kill your son 3 days from now, and you're going to that place, what will you be thinking about? You won't be thinking about making money or any such thing. I'm going to lose my son. I'm not going to see him on my way back. I'm not going to see this boy, young boy. Isaac may have been about 25 years old by then. I won't see him when I come back. I'll be often looking at him. I won't see him when I come back. He's gone. Don't know. Anyway, and when he came to the place where he had to sacrifice on the third day, verse 4, the young men, the people who helped him with the luggage and all that, and went, he said, stay here with the donkey. Now listen to this. This is the first time in the Bible the word worship comes. And the first occurrence of a word in the Bible is always interesting to study. Abraham said, you know, I'm going to go and make a great sacrifice for God now to show him how much I love him. No. He said, I and Isaac will go there and worship. And I'll come. We'll come back to you. Look at that. Both of us will come back to you. He is expressing his faith that if God has already promised that my seed is going to be through Isaac, he tells me to kill him. This is the first instance of a man who believed in the resurrection. He believed that God would raise him from the dead. He said, I want to go and worship and return to you. So it's interesting to see there what Abraham believed. That what he was doing was an act of worship. And the Holy Spirit, who inspired scripture, inspired Abraham to use that word worship there. So I have learned from that verse what worship is. Worship is something you do in secret. Abraham did not get a whole congregation to see. Do you know, see the sacrifice I'm going to make? No. All alone. Nobody saw the sacrifices. And I want to say to you, my brothers, sisters, that in worship there's a sacrifice and you don't want anybody to see it. Even your wife may not know the sacrifice you make, or the husband may not know. It's between you and God alone. Abraham and God alone. He said, Lord, I love you so much. The most precious thing in my life, I offer up to you. Sometimes the most precious thing in our life is our self-life. We try to defend ourselves, rise up for ourselves. You know, we are so easily defend ourselves. When you get upset with somebody, for anything, think about it. Do you ever get upset with someone? Do you get upset with somebody the way somebody speaks to you? Do you get upset with what somebody does when you expect him to do something else? Let me tell you, it is because you worship yourself. If you worship God, you won't get upset. You say, Lord, what am I? Why should anybody treat me with respect? I don't want it. I want to die. Dead people don't get upset, I'll tell you that. They don't get upset, whatever you call them or whatever you do to them. Lord, I want to be a person who is not disturbed. I want to come to the place where I have really died. I want to be crucified with Christ. And it's no longer I that live. Jesus was never upset with people. Never. What a wonderful life to come to. You may not get that overnight. But do you want that life? I want it with all my heart. With all my heart, I want to come to a place where I don't get upset. I may correct people. I correct my children. You may correct your husband. You may correct your wife. Not because you're upset. But you say there is a better way. I'm telling you the top of the mountain. You won't get there overnight. But if you slowly, slowly tread, you will get there. Just getting upset will get less and less and less and less and less till it gets to zero. So say to the Lord, Lord, I want to be a worshiper. I want to go beyond thanksgiving and praise to worship. When you get up in the morning and to bow down and worship God just like those angels in heaven. See, those angels in heaven can't say, because you died for me. He didn't die for them. That is thanksgiving. Because you did this for me, I thank you. And then praising Him for who He is. But worship is much beyond all that.